following is an interview with Mrs. Betty Young on August the 8th, 1975, in Miranda City, Texas, for the Texas A&I Oral History Collection.
Good afternoon. I'm having an interview. Mike Black is having an interview with me on by tape, and my name is Betty B. Young. I came from Corpus Christi. Oh, I done forgot the year, but it's been quite a while. I'm going to say 25, 30 years. Doesn't amount to much about the date. Anyway,
what is your address here,
Betty? My address is Miranda City, Texas. Post Office Box 271.
Betty, what is your occupation?
My occupation now is I have a parts room in the old Triumph garage. I sell automobile parts.
All right. Betty, how did you get started in the garage business?
Well, for one thing, I had to have something to do. My husband passed away in 1963. And I had to have something to do, and I had bills to pay, so I decided to go down to the garage and see what I could do with it. So, and I did, and so I find it's very interesting. I like to work with parts, and people think because I'm a woman, they don't think I know too much about parts, but I learned quite a bit, and I enjoy it, and it takes me out of the home, it gives me something to look forward to each day. And I like to meet with people, and that's just about it.
You've mentioned, Betty, that, of course, you are a woman.
Sure.
And you took the business up after your husband passed away. Now, it's a known fact here in Miranda that you don't have a car and you don't drive. So how do you get car parts to sell to the people here in the city?
Well, we have a parts man. His name is Jack Hagan. He came from San Antonio, and I buy parts from him. He's been coming here for a number of years, I guess. Well, I don't know how many, but a long, long time. He's been pretty well known.
How often does he come by with
twice
parts?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
I mean, twice a month.
Twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And he supplies you
with
a full...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Now, if something were to happen that you couldn't get parts that you needed something
before
then... I just
go to the telephone or just do the best I could. I just call parts man from Heavenville. He's a good friend of mine. And I just put in the order, and he'd come bring them. He told me that quite a few times.
Does he bring them in person? Or
yes, I make special delivery for me. That's quite something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you ever have parts come in by bus?
Occasionally. Yeah, occasionally I do, but a lot of people complain about, you know, for a small package it comes about $1.35. That's kind of much, for that short distance. And so once in a while when people are in a hurry and I don't have it, so I will order. So
you make special orders.
Yes, I do.
Now, talking about ordering from Heavenville, that brings up another question.
Yeah.
How close, to your knowledge, is next closest part shop where people can go to buy
parts,
a variety of parts?
Well, Alton, Judge Salinas, he has some.
But does he carry a large?
He doesn't know. Not
if someone needed a large stock like you carry, where would be the closest place?
I guess Heavenville or Laredo.
So we could say that you are the largest parts operator in about a 50-mile radius.
Yes, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
So that makes you unique in another way.
Yes, it sure does.
Betty?
About this shop being on Main Street.
Earlier, Betty, you mentioned about your husband, Dick Young. Can you give us a little bit more information about him?
Well, Mr. Young, he's a well-known mechanic. And everybody in the dogs almost know him. And he came here in 1922, and he put in I think it was a smaller garage on Main Street than the old Triumph garage. And he operated down there, I don't know, just not how many years, but quite a few. Anyway, he built the garage up here, the old Triumph garage where it is now. And,
Can you tell us, what he did, you know, is the garage business, did he work on cars, did he just sell parts?
He worked on cars. He was a mechanic. He sold parts, and he was a mechanic, and at that time that the garage was built over here, he had four mechanics and their helpers. That's how much business he had.
So he had a pretty...
He sure did.
...thriving business.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. He was a good mechanic.
Besides the... garage, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
What other businesses did Dick or Mr. Young?
Oh, he drilled oil wells down in Brooks County. I think he brought in the first well ever. Seemed to me like
the first producing well.
Yeah,
in Brooks
first
County.
Producing well. Uh huh.
So
he not only had that, he had the water here in Marin City. He owned the operation of the water, furnished the water and lights, and he had a truck line. He was quite busy.
He was really busy. Can you give us a little bit more information about the water works when Dick owned it?
Well, I guess it hadn't been for him. I don't know what people would have did without the water. You know, I guess they'd have to dig wells and brought it out with a bucket like we did in 1900. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it would.
And anyway, he did that. He furnished the water and then also the lights. He had this truck line. He ran all over the country with the trucks, moving rigs and moving pipe and what have you. I wish I could be that busy.
Well, you stay pretty busy, don't you?
I try to.
Besides the businesses that you talked about and the Triangle Garage,
mm-hmm,
that Dick owned for years, you still maintain several rent houses,
yes,
that
mm-hmm,
Dick had when he was alive, and
yeah,
of course you have them now.
Yeah.
About how many rent houses do you have, Betty?
I have four.
Have four rent houses.
And I have lovely people in most of them. They're good renters. And they kind of look after me too. You know, if they don't see me stirring right over here early morning, they come knocking on my door, you know. And I appreciate that. And I live alone. And I don't cry about it. It's just something that we have to do. So don't dodge it. Just head into it. And if you find it pleasant.
Betty, you told us that you spend a lot of your time
at the garage.
At the garage.
I sure do.
What is the atmosphere there? Do many people drop by to see you?
Well, there's quite a few. I have a lot of lady friends that come in, spend the afternoon with me. We have a ball, we talk and laugh, and I sell parts, and they kid me. Said, you know, that part won't fit. And I said, well, if it doesn't, you bring it back, and I'll sell him another one. But I don't make too many mistakes. I'm kind of proud of my record.
So it's sort of a joke and a fact too that,
yeah,
the ladies locally say I'm go down to the garage and visit Betty.
Yeah, and see me make a million mistakes, but I don't. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting work. I like it. When I first went down there, I didn't know spark plugs from nothing else, but you can't hardly fool me now. Because I have books and I study them, you know. You have to apply yourself on anything. That goes like anything you learn. If you learn it, it's nice.
About how long have you lived here in Miranda, Betty?
Oh, I came here about 25 or 30 years.
About 25 or 30
mm-hmm
years. When you first came here, can you tell us a little bit about some of the businesses that were in town?
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of business. We had a drugstore when I came here, and I think three nice grocery stores, and several filling stations, the post office, of course, and the Baptist Church, and Methodist, and Church of Christ, and, oh, we had, Miranda was quite a lot, I'll tell you.
So it was a pretty good-sized
yes,
town.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. I had a lot of people.
I can remember when there was a train depot here, Betty. Can you remember?
Yeah, yes.
The train depot?
Uh-huh, it was here, but I remember when they tore it down, I thought, what in the world, they tear down the depot for, because, you know, it's part of Miranda.
Uh-huh. This was a depot on the Tex-Mex railway. Did Dick ever get parts and equipment by railway when he was
there? Well, I don't think he did too much because, you know, he had trucks and cars and things, and he usually went to Laredo and got them himself. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything that has been a major change in Miranda City since you've been here? What's been the change?
Like it is now?
Uh-huh. What's happened from the time?
I don't know, Michael. I don't have to know about it, but Miranda's it's kind of small. They don't have too many people here, and I don't know. They don't do too much building, I guess. And the ranches, I guess that's what holds Miranda up. It's all in ranches. I don't know.
Is there anything about Miranda City you'd like to add, Betty?
Add to it?
Mm-hmm. About what we've said and the information you've given
us
about
Miranda City? I wish everybody that has never lived here wish they'd come visit and just see what a nice, pleasant little town that we do have. And we don't have too many people, but we have a bunch of them. All of them are lovely, lovely people. And we still have a good Baptist church and a beautiful Catholic church now. And I think they'd enjoy coming here living with us.
In closing, Betty, Dick had an old saying that he was well known for. Would you share that with
us? Yes, I sure will, and I'd be happy to. I heard him say it many times. He said, "They will always be a Miranda City." And he said, "I'm not going to say how big, but it's going to always be here." And I believe it. I really do. I think so. I love this place. At first I thought, well, what in the world is people living way off like this? But when I stayed here for a while, I could see why. Because everybody is, we're all just one big neighbor. One gets sick, the whole bunch comes in help. That's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good place to live.
Betty, there's a story you've told me before about one of Dick's sisters coming down to see Miranda City. It was your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the story confused.
You want me to tell it?
Would you tell it?
Okay, she came down, and they got here kind of late in the night, and so we was looking for them, and so Sis came in, we call her Sis, and she says, as Dick says, Dick said, "Where's Main Street?" And Dick said, "Well," said, "you come right through it." Now she said, "Is it just over the hill?" And Dick said, "No, Sis, it just, you came right through it." "What?" That was quite a joke around here with her. Anyway, that's Miranda City, but we all love it.
Thank you very much, Betty.
You're welcome.
On December the 1st, which was Saturday, I called the service center Friday afternoon. And the secretary had not heard or had not seen of our copy. I told the superintendent, and I told Ben Masters last Tuesday he was here, that this would not be approved. And he said, "Yes, it will be." They always told me that the early bird always got the worm. Well, if the secretary hadn't got a hold of this thing on Friday to tie it, how could it be in Austin on Saturday? Now, true, today is the day it has to be there, but this is 3 days late. So don't get your hopes up. I don't think enough work has been done by the four schools who are primarily interested in this. But I do think that if we continue to work at it, that we might, the five of us might go together. If not, we're going with the rate. This is what it all boils down to. The rate has already got it. It's operating. United wants nothing to do with Loretta. It's political football. And he doesn't want to go with the rest of us, but he's got to for the 3,000 ADA. We have to go with someone. We, small as we are, we don't have a lot of ADA to throw around. But if it pick up San Ysidro, we'll have 4,000 ADA. So we'll have quite a bit of leeway within ourselves. We are not asking that all the units be funded. Because we're not saying that all of them should be operating, put in operation. And we'd be entitled.
After the Fox